Live from New Wakanda, I'm at the city and it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. And on today's episode, the King talks about how at the workplace, if you see something that's wrong and you don't see a change in that one, and nothing is done to fix it, then all, by all means, you should leave. At the workplace, at least you change the way the person feels. And also by me, Hank, hey now, Hank Aaron, will bring you updates about that. About a certain movie that's already out, without any spoilers. Now, here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Yo, what's up, everyone? It's your host, King Steven Sanders. I invite you to join the Spotify and the podcast notification squad. Tap, add my show to your playlist on Spotify or any podcast streaming service so you never miss an upload. I know it's been a while since I've been on here and said anything because I've been busy, got a new place for my wife. Also, been making some changes. I'm so sorry about that, guys. And we'll get to that one in a later episode. But right now, there's something I need to talk about. Also, quick shout out to Kroger's for hooking the King and Queen of Wakanda up with good food for me to cook. Appreciate you boys. I mean, appreciate the couple. Yeah. Now, let's get down to business. Well, there's something at work that I cannot get over. And that is the fact that my sister Rose had a mental breakdown because some jackass customer decided to put her down and act a fool and made her really upset and uncomfortable. Yeah. Now, everybody knows that there's a line for workers to go off to respect the customers. But if a customer is acting a fool and disrespecting the hard-working men and women, then that person has the right to set them straight. That's how I feel about it. Now, one of my co-workers, now, for as long as I basically know my sister Rose, was a gift from heaven. She was, when I first met her, she was actually eventually a free spirit in the world. And my elder sister, Christmas, told me that she'd be a good person to be in our family. So I added Rose into our family because she treated me with love, support, and kindness. That's what I want in a sister. But after that incident, what happened on Monday night? Her and another co-worker left the store for 2 hours. And somehow, once people heard about it, they decided to make accusations on my sister, saying that she was dating someone from the store. She's not dating anyone. Yeah, I'm going to get that thing straight. She is not dating nobody at the moment. All I can say is she was dating someone before she came to Castleton. But things didn't work out. So she decided to just focus on herself and her career. And when she's ready, she can be in a relationship with someone. Someone that treats her with the love, support, and honor that a queen deserves. Now, I don't know why my coworkers wanted to say something like this and basically turn their backs on my sister for no reason, but they should be ashamed of themselves. By y'all doing that, you guys are basically acting like a bunch of snakes in the grass, wolves in sheep clothing, and also the type of person that I can't be around with. Yeah. And they think, oh, they're basically going to say like, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. I know for a fact that you talked to someone about this whole, about those accusations of her dating someone. I also know the fact that you guys turn your back on my sister. Yeah. And you guys think it's real funny. But you know the old saying? Justice. Not justice. But you know the old saying? What's done in the dark always comes to the light. Now, this whole thing really messed with my sister very much. Okay? I can't lose another sister like this, okay? Now, here's some advice that I can give to you guys. But before I give you that advice, I'm going to let Hank Aaron tell you what's going on in the movies right now. Yo, Hank. Yeah, bro. Tell us the news. The news for the movies right now is about the latest movie that just came out, The Flash, with Ezra Miller. It also had Ben Affleck and the returning Batman for nearly 35 years. The one actor who played Batman on the first Batman movie and Batman Returns. He also was the star of Beetlejuice and played the Vulture on Spider-Man Homecoming. And that man is the legendary Michael Keaton. Now, there was a lot of controversy about this movie being out because of the whole situation with Ezra Miller over the news. They were about to cancel it until he finally got the help that he needed. Now, I'm not going to tell you everything. My advice for y'all, if y'all want to see how this movie checks out, check it out as soon as you can. Now, back to the king for his advice. There you go, King. Thanks, Hank. So, my sister would never have found the support that she needed without reaching out to someone. And she's getting the support she needs. You see, when you work in a place like in a restaurant or a work environment, and people like this are doing this to you, some people just try to ignore it. Some people just can't deal with it. Do you know there's some people at work that some I can't stand right now because of the way they've been acting? Yeah, I do snap at them, but also try to be professional as soon as I could. But I also go to therapy. Yeah. To get my head together and get these balls to get all of my life straight. But I would never go down the road about killing myself. I would never do that. Because that's something you can't take back. No one should never go through that. So my advice for y'all is, if things at work are not working out and things are not changing, then all means the best thing you can do is leave. But if you want to try to stick it out and try to make sure things get better, my advice to you is go to someone that you can trust, talk to, and also try to see a therapist about this. And there's nothing wrong with that. Take it from me. You let a therapist, you open up to a therapist, and they can help you get your life back on track. Because there's nothing amazing in the world than an honest person getting their life back on track when something at work doesn't seem right. Now, that's all the time I have for today. Join me tomorrow for an update. No, not update. For me talking about me and Hope's new place that we just settled into. This is King Steven signing off for the night. That is, eat your vitamins, brush your teeth every single day, eat healthy, and also be cool as a cucumber. Be a real Wakandan. Good night, everyone, and Wakanda forever!